on Nikita. People I used to work for. They're called Division, a black ops program that has now gone rogue.
If I was on the inside, I could tell you what they were planning before they do it.
This is Ari Tasarov, a high-ranking member of the Russian agency Gogol.
You know Gogol will provide you with unlimited cash, weapons. It's what you need to take Division on.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to help you kill Kasim. I know what Kasim took from you.
Nikita, I had him. You stopped me from getting Kasim in the airport because you just had to save me. That is what you took from me.
You know how you keep saying I should get out?
Uh-huh.
I might be starting to see your point.
Ask me how I got here.
Michael. Hi.
Sorry to surprise you.
Come all this way to wish me luck?
I'm your date.
My date?
We didn't think a target would buy a woman like you alone at a black tie event.
Right. This was Division's idea? Well, since you're here, I need help. So, I guess this counts as our first overseas mission together.
I guess so.
Feels different. No big Division Eye watching over us.
I'm the big Division Eye.
Then how do I look?
Perfect.
Good answer. You can surprise me anytime. Michael.
Disarm. You know the drill. Knife in your boot. Jacket, too. How's Alex feeling?
What do you want? This place should be crawling with Division agents. But you're here alone.
Why do you think that is?
I hope it's because you've decided to leave Division, Michael. You know I want you on my side.
And why did you lie to me?
About Alex? I was protecting her.
It's not about Alex. It's about Kasim.
What?
You told me that you would help get the man who killed my family.
I would.
You had a way to do so for months, and you've done nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know that you're working with Gogol.
Gogol?
You honestly think that I wouldn't find out that there's a connection between Gogol and Kasim?
Michael, you are mistaken.
No, I'm not! Kasim's group smuggles heroin through Chechnya. That is Gogol's territory. They're business partners.
I mean about me. I don't work for Gogol.
You work for them twice! At least.
I didn't help them. I've stopped them. And now they hate me as much as Division does. Michael, please. I want you to get Kasim. And I wanted to be the one to help you do it. I wanted to be the one to help you do it. So that you could leave Division.
I've heard this all before.
It's still true. You have to believe me.
Because you would never try to deceive me, would you? Go ahead, Beta. Sit down. Now.
This is it. This is where the magic happens.
Michael, I'm not trying to fight you. You're here because Division can't help you. I can.
Yes, you can. And you're gonna do what I say, or I will feed Alex to Amanda. I want you to contact Arik Dazarov.
No.
Yes. Tell him you're sorry. And you need a job.
You're putting me in danger.
Division sat phone. I'm sure you remember the unlock code. If you haven't given me Kasim's location in the next 24 hours, I know you failed.
Michael. Michael, please.
Please what? Don't do this to you.
Don't do this to us.
There is no us. There never was.
You lose something in Chechnya?
Sir?
Operations said they've been running satellite sweeps in the High Caucasus for the past 3 days. Your orders?
Only during off-peak hours.
It's about Kasim?
Possibly. I'm having the intel vetted. If you need the satellites...
No. I hope it pans out. Son of a bitch can't hide forever.
What happened to the computer?
Getting an upgrade.
Something's wrong. What is it? I can tell.
You know, sometimes I think I can do this. I know I can. And then other times it's like, what was I thinking?
If you want me to stay, I will.
No, no. You've done enough. You've risked a lot.
I had a dream when I was detoxing and it felt real. I saw myself in the future, after I had gotten my revenge. And that person scared the hell out of me. And I realized what you said was right. I have a chance to get out before it's too late, and I have to take it.
You will. I'll help you.
What about Nathan? Amanda knows I care about him.
Then you have to break it off. Completely. And let her know you've done it.
Helio, you've reached Kibrushka 2's on Totres order line. Nobody is here to take your call, but leave a message after the beep and we'll get back to you.
I know Gogol monitors this line. Right now, your voice analysts are going to confirm what I'm about to tell you next. My name is Nikita, and I'm requesting a meeting with Arik Dazarov. Tomorrow, 2100 hours, I will be at Maritime Victory Park in St. Petersburg. Alone and unarmed. Where's Ari? I don't believe it. Burkov has all those computers, but he couldn't figure out that my seduction target isn't into women?
When did you figure it out?
When I realized that he was paying more attention to you than he was to me.
I do make an excellent honey trap.
Michael, you could have kept him distracted for a little longer.
Yeah, a little bit longer and I'd have to shoot him. Did you get it?
Oh, of course. All in one piece.
Great.
Unlike my ego.
Nikita, the man is gay.
So? You know what? You're right. You're an excellent honey trap.
Terrorist. He was a low-level snitch. And all that changed when he betrayed me. After he killed my family, he became a hero in the ranks of Al-Qaeda. That's the reason why I joined Division in the first place. To find him. And until I kill him, I can't move forward.
Do you know what I'm thinking about right now? I'm thinking about that time you approached me outside that bar in D.C. I was tailing you and you spotted me and you walked right over to me. Fearless. Are you fearless now?
I'm not here to fight you. I need money.
Don't we all?
You offered me unlimited weapons and cash if I join you.
You want to join Gogol?
Oh, hell no.
That's the first thing out of your mouth that I've believed.
I have a one-time business proposal for you. Low risk, mutually beneficial.
I'm listening.
You have a relationship with Al-Qaeda. When they smuggle heroin through your territories, you look the other way. For a price, of course. You're not exactly partners in crime, though. And I think you want to be. What would happen if one of their trucks were attacked?
You want me to rob Al-Qaeda?
No, I'm going to. Posing as a third party, I'm going to jack one of their shipments and deliver it to you. They'll never know you are connected.
And when they call to complain?
You tell them that you are aware of the situation and that you're looking into it. And in the meantime, you are offering personal convoy protection to those who pay for it. Maybe you can even rent them some transport.
Those drugs belong to Qasim Tariq, Al-Qaeda's CFO.
I don't care.
You will if he kills you.
You win whether I live or die. All I need are the coordinates on the truck routes. I'm expecting the whole to be worth around $60 million.
What's your cut?
8. 4 up front.
2 up front, 3 upon completion. You have got 2 strikes against us, Nikita. If there is a third, I promise you, Gogol will divert an absurd amount of resources towards finding you, and when we do, it will be unpleasant.
So formal around here, I kind of feel like I'm at a job interview or something. Hey, you okay?
So here's the thing. I have a lot on my plate right now with work and moving into the city. It's a lot, and it's just, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Okay.
Nathan.
No, you know what? It's cool, okay? I get it, you know? We're cool. And I'm still right next door, so.
Right.
Tell you what, why don't you just call me when you get back? Or whenever things get normal.
What do you mean?
Look, Alex, you can't tell me what you do. You can't tell me who your friends are. The first night I met you, you beat some guy down in front of a room full of people. Alex, you're not normal.
Do you think I asked for this? Do you think I want to be this way?
Listen to me. You're not normal, and I like that. I don't know if you ask for it or not, but all I can tell is whatever it is, you don't seem to want it.
I don't.
Then what do you want? I'm serious. What do you want?
Chatter from MI6 is heating up. There's a possible lead on Kasim. I may need to hop a plane to Europe.
No question, I.
Sir, I need to be on the ground in case there's a window.
I can't commit resources to attack a possible lead.
I'm not asking you for resources. I'm going on my own.
Last time that happened, you almost got killed.
Percy, I need to go.
And I need you here. Do you know what that is?
It's a black box. Secure hard drive, unbreakable encryption. It contains evidence of every job Division's ever done. Which also makes it your insurance policy against oversight.
Not just mine. That box and its duplicates are what keep Division where it needs to be. Safeguarding this nation. That is why you're here, isn't it? Defend the nation. There are changes coming, Michael. Take my word for it. And that box is what's going to make those changes possible.
Make what possible?
Freedom. Freedom to conduct our business the way it needs to be conducted. Talking about freedom from the stranglehold of government.
You're planning a move against the government?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. I want to bring you into this, but I need to know your focus is here. 100%. And as much as you hate to hear it, Kasim's gonna have to wait.
عشحنا عبد الله تمشي حواليك
راح تسووا هيك رقادكم مش فوق مفجرين زي هاي
امشي شمال
ارموا المخدرات
نحن نراقبكم نحن فرسان الشريعة سندخلكم باسم الجهاد
حربنا على الغرب
مين هم فرسان الشارع
عندك 5 ثواني
اسمع هذه المخدرات ملك كزيم طارق
4
انت عندك اي فكرة هو مين هذا
3
يلا يلا من هنا ما حدا يتحرك
اثنين
افعل انت تفجرنا وتخسر كل الهيروين معانا
واحد
يلا امشي
ليش تتصل فينا؟
انضربنا يا كزيم
من؟
سير الشارع
جيب لي بطاقة على سانت بيترسبرغ نريد مقابلة مع هاري تازاروف
كمان كمان
كزيم الهيروين تحترق
فشل هو الموت
Sorry, Ari. We gotta do this again. Strike three, here I come.
Discuss intel.
I am. I want to know exactly who I'm paying to be protected against.
Or am I to believe that Gogol
is somehow protecting itself against a threat it knows nothing about?
Very well. The men who robbed you are highly motivated. They are well organized and can move very fast. They utilize unconventional attacks meshed with organized chaos. You don't want to stand in their way.
They burned up the heroin they were trying to steal. That's someone who should be pitied, not respected.
On the subject of respect, you know what Gogol can bring to the table. We have the best trained agents at our disposal. There is nothing we can't handle. Really, Kasim? If I wanted you dead, you would be. Follow me.
We have backup at the Hotel Khrushchev. Follow us east on the highway.
You wanted this kind of relationship, you got it.
You don't get Kasim until you do something for me.
What? I want verified locations of the remaining black boxes.
Akita.
And the identities of
the Guardian attached to each one.
Are you out of your mind? I still have Alex.
Well, I guess you'll have to weigh that against how much you want Kasim, won't you?
You would let a known terrorist go free just to spite me?
No. But I would let him go to prison for the rest of his life. And yours.
There's not a prison on Earth the division can't negotiate him from.
Beijing bombing, 2008. Kasim was responsible.
You think that if I drop Kasim in
the president of China's lap, the division could negotiate his release?
Didn't think so.
He'll be a good boy and do as you're told.
You're gonna regret this.
One of us will. If I don't hear from you in 24 hours, I'll know you failed.
This could never work.
Well, it seems like it was working just fine to me.
Yeah, right here, right now, sure, but...
But what?
If I have to go, I have to start over.
Where are you going?
I don't even know.
And how do you know I can't get with you?
Because you have a life here. You have a job, a family.
I do. Dad died when I was young. Mom a few years ago. Only child.
Me too.
So we got a lot more in common than you realize. We just gotta talk about it.
So you could just pick up and go if you wanted?
Yeah. Which reminds me, I'm out this weekend. I got a DJing gig in the Hamptons.
How big's your hotel room?
There's a C-141 fueling up at McGuire right now with a flight plan to Ramstein.
Do you have intel on the black boxes or not?
Yes. We are not getting anything until we meet face to face. Nikita?
I'm where we had our first mission together.
Give me 12 hours. I'm heading to the server room now.
Hands up. You think I'd be stupid enough to leave you with an unlocked phone?
You hit my convoy all by yourself. But you let the cargo burn. Why?
This isn't about money.
So then it's personal. Vengeance can sometimes... justified. You look like someone with faith.
Oh, I don't know about that. Although, I do recall praying for the day when I would find your elusive ass.
And were your prayers answered the way you thought they would be? Maybe you've been praying to the wrong person, Nikita.
How do you know my name?
That's something we can discuss another time.
You don't have a lot of time left.
If you cooperate... tell me everything I want to know. I promise that you will die without pain.
Last time I checked, you were my prisoner.
Those without faith can never see the truth. Even if it's staring them in the eyes.
How did you get
you on them!
Stay down.
جيب السيارة. هي بتجي معانا.
ما في جواب.
في واحد ثاني. Way to be disappointed. Get up. I'm not who you think I am. Shut up.
It's true. He used it to call for help.
How do you know how to use that? You know,
he's the Vision.
No, he's not.
He works for Percy.
Percy told me that we must sacrifice the lives of a few in order to save the lives of many.
Even if the sacrifices have to come from the blood of our own countrymen. In this particular case, only one soldier needs to fall. When Al-Qaeda learns that you have taken this man out, they will welcome you into their jihad. And I'll have a man on the inside. And together, we can save thousands.
After a time, I came to see that Percy was not a man of honor. So I cut my ties with Division. I joined those who I was sent to betray. Percy walked into your hospital room 9 years ago and has been using you ever since. He promised you vengeance against the ghost that he himself has created. You deserve to know the truth.
Thank you.
following orders. Like you did so many times.
You and I are not the same.
Oh, yes, we are. If you were me, you'd go for the gun.
I would.
Bought them a house, Elizabeth and Haley. One night, Lizzie and I just started flipping through a housing catalog. Lizzie saw this house in Hawaii, and her eyes just lit up.
So I tore out the page, and without telling her, I started saving up. Before you knew it, I had enough money for the down payment. When I called the realtor, and he said the place was still available, I nearly jumped out of my chair. My plan was to fly them there for vacation and tell them that that house was a rental. And I know on the last day of vacation, Haley would just look up at me and tell me it's time to go home. But I would look back down at her and I'd tell him, we are home. Percy took that away from me. Made me into this. Go into his office. And I'm gonna shoot him.
Percy goes down, this country will never recover. Do you remember telling me that?
I don't care.
I don't believe you. Because you're stronger than that. You're the strongest person I've ever met. You do the things that other people won't do. You sacrifice and you dedicate your life to people you know are innocent. I don't think you're capable of not caring. We will find the rest of the black boxes, and then we will kill Percy. And he will not be able to do this to anyone ever again.
I lied to you. Let him get the locations. I was coming here to double-cross you.
Did you think about what we discussed?
Yes.
Then?
I'm with you 100%.
No.
Things could have been different. Things will.